Hi, this is a procedure recording. Name of the patient, Deborah Simpson, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth, 6-2-83. Date of service, date of procedure is 5-29-2024. The procedure is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. The procedure was done according to the protocol. Medical indications are based on the physical findings and history. The patient was initially involved in an automobile accident on 12-24-2022. In this accident, patient suffered injuries to her spine, including the neck and the lower back. She was T-bone on the driver's side as a restrained driver, leading to the impact. She has some radiculopathy in both buttocks, and she is here for injection treatment. MRI was found positive for a L4-L5 disc herniation, and the patient has been informed about all the risk and rewards. Patient has signed an agreement and consent. 4 to 6 injections are required to bring reasonable relief. The patient doesn't want any surgical opinion or any other treatment. The physical therapy that has been done so far did not bring her required relief. Thank you. Now, the next procedure was done on 6-12-2024 for the same procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection. And on Deborah Simpson, date of birth 6-2-83. Interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy and epidurogram. Medical indications are same. Procedure was done same way, and the patient tolerated the procedure very well. This was the second time that was done. Kindly use the same information. Thank you.